Jesus Christ is risen this night, and he is alive, and he lives and reigns forever. During the readings through salvation history and stuff, I don't know if maybe you got a little drowsy, maybe you fell asleep a little bit, but that's what the bells are for, you know? As those readings unfolded, and as we walked through the Old Testament with the Lord, we certainly got a sense of the history of salvation, briefly. But there is not just that for us to ponder, the words of the Old Testament in those readings. There are three great mysteries of God's love for us for tonight to be immersed in and rejoice in. Okay, the first, yes, is the history of salvation that we read. That God's sheer goodness in creating us and his mercy when our rebellion led to our enslavement. The second thing, though, is God's restoration and recreation in Jesus of all that has been broken by sin, especially the human person and the repairing of our separation from God. The third thing, though, is this very thing, the work of Jesus, the salvation that he wins, the victory of his resurrection, this very thing being present now, happening tonight, here for us. Okay, so we heard in the first reading, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he said, let there be light. But we sinned, and we put the world in darkness. So we know that Jesus, who is the light, rises from the dead, and darkness is scattered by the glory of his resurrection. And this is exactly what we see and experience when, at the beginning of Mass, when we come in, the Paschal candle that symbolizes the risen Christ lights is the only light in the dark world, in the dark space of the church. We heard in the scriptures when God created humanity. We know that when he made man, he made man from the earth. He made clay and breathed into it life, and he made Adam, and then from Adam, Eve. But we sinned, and so we became slaves of death. And then we have to say to ourselves, truly, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Jesus, buried in the earth, in a tomb, rises from the dead, and he breathes in and out the Holy Spirit, and he is the conqueror of death. Jesus is the new man, yes, also from the earth, but no longer a slave to death. This baptismal font of stone, this is our tomb, the baptismal font. With it, in it, we die with Jesus, and we rise with him. We heard the story of Exodus, the people of God who were enslaved and who were led from Egypt and slavery by God to freedom and the promised land, but they passed through the water of the Red Sea. So Jesus, on the cross, after he has died, the centurion pierces his side and his heart and outpours blood and water. We pass through baptismal water, and by this water, by the baptism that we receive, we go from slavery to freedom, and we're washed in the blood of Jesus. This is not ordinary water. This is the water of the Red Sea, or the water and blood that come from the side of Jesus in which we are washed. And our former masters, the evil one, and death and sin, are thrown into panic by this blow of God and smashed and drown in baptism. We heard in one of the readings from Isaiah, God said very tenderly to his people, O afflicted one, storm-battered and unconsoled, I will lay your pavements in carnelians and your foundations in sapphires. I will establish you far from fear of oppression, where destruction cannot come near you. Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the yoke of Jesus is sonship. In baptism, tonight, we become adopted sons and daughters of God the Father in Jesus. We can call God our Father. In the reading from Ezekiel, God promises people, I will sprinkle clean water upon you and cleanse you from all your impurities, from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place my spirit in you. I will take from you your stony heart and give you a new heart. In the Passion of St. Matthew, when Jesus dies, it says, the earth quaked and the tombs were broken open and the saints rose and the rocks were split. In baptism and in confirmation, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive a holy fire. We receive a new heart. And this is actually symbolized by these little candles that we hold, that we held on the way in, and that the catechumens will receive at their baptism. This is the fulfillment of God's promise to take away our hearts of stone and put his own spirit in us. When we heard the story of Abraham and Isaac, and the angel holds back Abraham's hand, he doesn't have to sacrifice his son Isaac, who is his beloved and only son. Abraham says, God will provide the sheep for the Holocaust. And then they turn and look and they see a ram caught by his horns in the thorns, in a thorn bush. Jesus, who is the beloved and only Son of God, is the Lamb of sacrifice, who is crowned with thorns and sacrificed for our salvation. And it is this sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary that we celebrate at Mass. And this is why the priest says, truthfully, not allegorically, not analogically, but truly, behold the Lamb of God. This is the last one. In Isaiah, God said to his people, all you who are thirsty, all you who are hungry, who have no money, come and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. And Jesus comes and he says, I am the true bread from heaven. My flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. And at Mass tonight, we will receive Holy Communion. We will receive a richer food than anyone could ever dreamed. The body and blood of Jesus, who is God and our Lord. Yes, there is salvation history to marvel at. The goodness of God through centuries and millennia and coming to save his people. And, of course, the life and mystery and the death and resurrection of Jesus we celebrate and rejoice in. But all of that is not far past. Tonight, in this place, with us, these little nobody people, the Lord fulfills his promise from long, long ago. And we receive what humanity has always longed for. So let us marvel at the goodness of God, that Jesus continues his work of grace and salvation tonight before our eyes. Jesus has saved us, and now free from sin and death, we live with him for God. So brothers and sisters, this night, Jesus Christ is risen.